Those are your lines. And the other person isn't just standing there listening to you. It's not how it works, right? The other character is responding non-verbally, sometimes verbally, in between the lines, but certainly they're responding to what you're saying like a real person or a real character or a real alien. I don't know, or a real mushroom with emotive mushrooms. I don't know. And it really is your task, our tasks as voice actors on this side, without access to the other side, the luxury of another actor in the same space. And because we don't get the afforded the luxury of the other actor playing this other character on the other side of the microphone, we must come up with the imaginative, creative, bold, and strong choices about what might be happening here. How do you break that down? Relationship, location, conflict. Right, left, and center. Relationship, location, conflict. And once you nail down those three things and figure out what it is that you want in this scene, in this tiny little two-sentence scene that lasts 7.2 seconds, in this tiny little scene, you want something. Otherwise, you wouldn't say these words. You want something, otherwise you wouldn't say these words to this person with whom you have a relationship in this place that exists in the real world. And once you know that, the story becomes clear. And once the story becomes clear, you'll know what to do, as we witnessed here tonight. Think about that. Once you know the relationship, the location, the conflict, you'll know what to do. Because you are a human being, a character in your own stories, are you not? And you would know exactly how you would respond to certain things, as we've seen tonight. Between a boss and an employee, a father and daughter, so on and so forth. You would know what to do, because you know already what to do, because you're a human being who have been here for a while. Babies can't do this. They don't have enough experience. But once you know, relationship, location, conflict, you'll know what to do.